I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week. Anyway, I
did. He said on one of the most recent episodes, he got up to go to the door because he got some delivery. And Larry Vader mentioned, well, if it had been a gentleman caller, and he said, oh, if it had been a gentleman caller, I wouldn't have come back. So I wonder if, like, if literally he's ever been recording the show, the muscly 30-year gentleman caller shows up and he just leaves and goes and has a complete special Chea session. And Larry Vader just is sitting there waiting or hangs up or I don't know.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Gentleman caller shows up and he just leaves.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 4719. BFO for Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all have got the results of a butthole test. Big Fatty, please, we don't need, no, oh no.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a pollen-covered good morning. Morning to Achoo! Hello, spring has sprung us, Big Fatty. Hi, every day. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. Your spring has sprung us because y'all, it's been in the low to mid 80s here in Fat Acres, and y'all, that has made everything bloom. Everything's covered in yellow pollen, and speaking of being covered in yellow pollen, y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was bacon bits to start with. And then it was, that was recorded when Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits went and visited the Enormous Boys. And y'all, then that was VJ of VJ Net. Y'all met him when I was up visiting the Burries for Meetapalooza. And finally, y'all, that was Denny up there in the Chicago's Big Fatty. Y'all, today, the 11th of March, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, never met this person face to face, and I'm not sure that she still listens. She did at one time, or at least to one episode, probably more than one. But I believe she enjoys the horror, like Big Fatty does. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Christina in the Kansas. Big Fatty, we love Christina in the Kansas. And Christina, if you're still listening, get over there on the hand map or send Big Fatty a message. Y'all, the second person, y'all met him at Pride 48, and then he was at an event at the Metropolis MX. Y'all used to do the Pod Cubs little show with Romo, and y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Daddy Dave. Big Fatty, we love Daddy Dave. We do. And y'all met him in Lost Wages also. And y'all also met in Lost Wages. I think it was Lost Wages. Y'all, a longtime listener to many of the little shows. Not sure if he's still listening or not, but if he is, get on the ham map. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Willie So Silly. Big Fatty, we love Willie So Silly. We do. So, y'all, if you see Christina in the Kansas or Daddy Dave or Willie So Silly, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! That totally unoriginal bumper there just must mean it's time for so-so questions. That's exactly what it means. Yo, we're going to go back over here. Got quite a few still. Back to the list. Yo, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon writes and says, when you were a kiddo, did you have a pet? Well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the correspondence. Always lovely to hear from you. And who doesn't? Who doesn't have a pet when you're a kiddo? Big Fatty, I didn't know you were a kiddo. Yes, kind of like Jell-O. I was kiddo. Big Fatty, you were more like Jell-O as a kiddo. Well, it's true. Yes, we had a wiener dog. Yes, Big Fatty, that's where you got the urge to enjoy wieners. Well, anyway, and when one of them got run over or died, we got another one. Yes, Big Fatty. Also from Miss Bacon, when you were a kiddo, did you have a paper route? Big Fatty. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communication. Always lovely to hear from you. And let me assure you that this is absolutely a so-so question. By the way, nowadays, there are no paper routes in the Hatlanta, because the Hatlanta Journal doesn't print a physical paper anymore. So just T.S. Eliot. Yes, Big Fatty. No, I didn't have a paper route. I'm very important. I had many, many more important things to do other than get up at the ass crack of dawn. Yes, Big Fatty. One more from Miss Bacon. When your brother was unwell, did you have a great heart to heart? And well, first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the communicate. Always lovely to hear from you. And I don't know if this is a so-so question or not, but we'll treat it as one. I don't know if we had a heart to heart, but I knew when I left that would probably be the last time that I saw him. And some things we talked about, but you know, there wasn't a specific conversation or anything. So anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for those so questions. Y'all, back to that shy Tom, and he says, where did you buy the special chaya? Well, first of all, Tom, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you and that Randy up there in the penis Slivania, and absolutely a so-so question. If you don't know, there are only two places that Big Fatty shops. One of them is the Nasty Pig, and you know, they don't really they only deal with clothing and accessories. They don't really have furniture, carry furniture and Volga items. That comes from the Fort Troff, T-R-O-F-F. So if you need a special chair, that's the place to go. And y'all, we've got one more question here, and y'all, it's in the form of a voice letter. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty Rosie Butler, and I have a so-so question. So you've already played the music, haven't you? So I'll just ask it already.
Yes, I played it.
My holiday to Indonesia in May, should I take, I'm going for just about 2.5 weeks, should I take 9 pairs of undies so I only have to wash once? Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is Scotty, the...
Woodhaven. Oh. Hallway. Dining room.
Oh.
Toilet.
Oh. Y'all, that, of course, was Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question, if ever there has been one. You know, you come to Big Fatty and ask how many pairs of undergarments you should take. Well, first of all, Big Fatty would take zero. Well, I may take one just to wear on the aluminium tube of death, which we all know is Mexican for aluminium tube of death. And, you know, because, you know, it's never good. Never good when there's, I think Mr. Cackle can't. Y'all, speaking of Mr. Cackle, y'all, I'm out doing the nipple walking. Tuesday morning, and I see, oh, there's a new episode of the Mr. Cackle Show. And so it starts playing, and y'all, all it was the theme music. That was it. It was nothing but the theme music. Y'all, it was probably the best episode ever of the Mr. Cackle Show. But anyway, I believe Mr. Cackle had what? How would I describe this? I believe Mr. Cackle had a loose stool. Ready? On some sort of long flight, I want to say from Italy, Mexico, or someplace like that. But he basically flew in the toilet on his way back. So what can I say? Scotty, do you plan on sharding yourself, wear everything twice? That's Big Fatty's, what is it? It's Big Fatty's advice. Yes, Big Fatty, advice for the young at heart. Now, y'all, I am pleased. I am pleased to report that my blood work on my butthole test, I believe they call it a prostate. Oh, yes, because you like to have that, keep that in working order, don't you? I love to keep it in working order. The range for a healthy prostate is 0 to 4.0. 0 to 4.0 is considered normal. Big Fatty be the only thing normal about you, y'all. I'm happy to state that Big Fatty's butthole scored a 0.415 out of 4.0. So y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty is happy and will be accepting visits. Big Fatty, we really don't need to know what you're gonna do with a healthy butthole. CBS Early Show with the Heavenly Choir. We do indeed. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet evening here in the villa. I took out some beef chunks, or what do they call it? Beef, you know, beef stew meat. Y'all, I put it in the cracker pot with some seasoning. And it cooked overnight, and y'all, it smelled delicious when I woke up. Y'all, I watched some more of the what do you call that thing? The Matlock. I watched a couple of more episodes of the Matlock. Y'all crawled into the live chamber, I don't know, a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I gotta say, did not sleep like a baby. I only achieved a score of 81. Y'all, and it all comes down to the fact that the lows are, you know, it's hard to judge sleeping when the lows are in the upper 60s inside the villa. They were around 70 degrees, and y'all, I can't sleep at that temperature. So I woke up a couple of times, y'all, and each time I woke up, I thought it was time to get up. The first time, it was I don't know, about quarter after 12, and I said, no! And then I woke up again around, I guess it was about 10 after 4, and then again at like 6 o'clock or something like that, and y'all, didn't actually get out of the bed until after 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, Miss Gail King, as you know, waits for no one, and so I had got up, and I read my e-paper, had my coffee, did my puzzles, and had my breakfast. Y'all, had another one of those poppy seed bagels. And, y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. I did an abbreviated Fat Acres, y'all, just because I was running a little behind. Yes, Big Fatty. So I cut that a little short and went on up to senior size class, did that. Then I did the big circle, finished Fat Acres, came back. Y'all, I had me a piece of coconut cake and some Cheez-Its, y'all, then I watched that Stephen Colbert, y'all, here I am now. Y'all, there was a young gentleman caller on the Grin Doctor earlier, and y'all, he seemed interested, but as with the young'uns, y'all just vanished. He vanished. So you know, no foul, no hurt. No, what is it? No foul. No, y'all. Speaking of fouling, y'all, that Dr. Stone sent me a testimonium, no, it wasn't. It was an e-letter. And he said the Gilbert Gottfried used to tell that Mr. Belvedere story on his podcast. I guess he was on the set when it happened. They sent everyone home that day. Big Fatty, because Mr. Belvedere sat on his Rocky Mountain oysters. I guess so. So Dr. Stone. Oh. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, clearly Dr. Stone is an excellent source of testicular stories. Yes, Big Fatty. So, Dr. Stone, thank you for that. You know he's the number 3 fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, the nymph stopped by. Y'all, he emerged like out of hibernation. So we had a nice little chitter-chat. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Crooked Hat, I thought that, here's what I wish had happened today.
Gentleman caller shows up, and he just leaves.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm sorry, but Big Fatty, maybe we should all leave.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331.
Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.